Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Typically, we try to do these evergreen, but I really wanted to talk about what's happening in the world today with this coronavirus and the economy. It's like the trifecta of fear, right? We're scared to death about our health, potential death. We're scared to death because we see the market explode, you know, just up and down, up and down, up and down. Loss of jobs, so it's financial related. And then the third one is we're having to stay in our homes. We're trying to stay quiet. You know, we're supposed to, you know, stay in place. So it's a loss of liberty for a good reason to stay healthy. But all of those things can wreak havoc on our ability to think, our physical nature. It can, you know, if we let the fear conquer us, it will compromise our immune system. Because when you think negative thoughts, you attract negative results. So it's really important to try and stay positive and to control what you can control. There's so much out there we can't control right now. But what you're doing right now is important. It's important as to how you come out of this at the other end. We will get through it. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel. I just don't know whether it's 60 days, 90 days, 120. We will come out the other end. We'll never be back to where we were. We'll set a new normal. But I wanted to share with you because the story of the book Outwitting the Devil, I don't know if you've read this or not, but I want to share this story because it's so pertinent to what we're doing. Napoleon Hill, when he wrote Think and Grow Rich, 25 years endeavor. Andrew Carnegie charged him with the process of saying, I want you to research that. Elements of success, what are the things that all rich people have in common? And so he introduced him to the 500 richest men around the world at the time, because women weren't in business. And he introduced them and he did his research for 25 years, talking to the very successful people and to other people who considered themselves failures. And during that process, he came up with that thesis, those 13 principles to success. He releases and shares in the book Think and Grow Rich. He published the book in 1937. But when he published it, he was frustrated. He said, even though people know what they're supposed to do to become successful, they don't do it. I don't know if that feels familiar to you, but it certainly does to me. So in 1938, Napoleon Hill sat down and he says, I kind of downloaded it. This book, you know, he probably didn't use the term download back then, but received this book called Outwitting the Devil. And it talks about how fear cripples us and how we can get out of that fear, turn it into energy to speed our success. And it was an incredible work of art. But the title, Outwitting the Devil, scared his wife to death. She worked for the Presbyterian College. He forbid it from being published. So it was locked away in the vault. He died in 1970. She died in the 90s. Her sister died in like 08 or 09. And that's when the manuscript was turned over to the foundation. And I got a call from Don Green saying, you know, I'm not quite sure what we should do with this. And so he sent it to me. And I rushed over to San Diego where I try to do most of my writing with the ocean, turn off the telephone and everything else and just concentrate. And in a couple of hours, this book absolutely transformed my life and my outlook. And it was on handwritten typewriter, right? It was typed. and had handwritten notes in the margin. It was like I was having a conversation with him. It was an incredible experience, but I knew it had to get out. And so one of our goals, because what was happening in the economy in 08, was we wanted to bring Napoleon Hill's teachings and reinvigorate them. And so many young people, and my definition of young is getting older, like anybody under 50, so many didn't even know who Napoleon Hill was. And so Outwitting the Devil accomplished that, because the younger generation loves it, especially the audiobook, because I had them hire two different actors, because it's really, the book is an interrogation of the devil, making him spill all his secrets. And in the book, Napoleon Hill says, you can believe if I'm talking to the real devil or a man-made devil, it's your choice. The question is, will you derive any benefit from what I share? And that's exactly, you know, in the book, it kind of gives me goosebumps. In the book, he says, the devil says, I'm going to prevent you from publishing this manuscript. For 75 years, it was hidden away. So yeah, it gives me goosebumps. But I believe the book was really destined for today. We released it in 2011, so we're still in the throes of the 08 recession. But what's happening today, with this trifecta of fear. And in the book, I just want to share with you, because on page 61 is where the interrogation is going on. He says, what is your cleverest tricks? He asks the devil. And he says, one of my cleverest devices for mind control is fear. I plant the seed of fear in the minds of people. And as those seeds germinate and grow, through use, I control the space they occupy. The six most effective fears are the fear of poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. And then they ask, which of those six fears serves you most often, to the devil? And he says, the first and the last, poverty and death. And what's happening in our world today? We're scared to death of dying, getting sick and dying from this horrible virus. And we're scared to death of poverty. We're losing our, people are losing their livelihoods. And so it's so important for us to understand the fear, what it impacts on us. Because fear either paralyzes us or it can motivate us. But most of us are paralyzed by that fear. We want to hide away. You want to turn off the lights, close the curtains, get in a fetal position. That's what fear does to us. And that's not good physically. It's not good for our health. We end up causing ourselves more harm. But when we can recognize that fear and release it, then we can turn that fear into energy and motivate us to do something about it. In the book, Napoleon Hill talks about the sources of those fears. He takes on every taboo known to man: sex, politics, religion, education, cigarettes, alcohol. Well before people even knew cigarettes were bad for you, he was talking about it. His predictions were uncanny. And it was such an incredible read, and it helps you identify. So for instance, as it relates to money, when we're growing up, we hear these comments like, we can't afford it. Money doesn't grow on trees. It's too expensive. We'll lose our money. Let's save for a rainy day. What do all those comments have in common? They're negative. So we grow up hearing comments, money negative, money negative, money negative, money negative. No wonder we grow up with this fear about never having enough money. Or if you become successful, this fear of losing it. It's that mindset of scarcity. This inner subconscious. And once we recognize that, we can start releasing it and realize we do live in a world of abundance. Now, right now, you could question me on that. Doesn't feel like we're living in a world of abundance right now, when we have to stay in our homes and our cars are parked in our garages and the society, the economy that was so strong overnight is not. But it will come back. And so you have the choice to allow fear to paralyze you or to prepare yourself for the future. And in the book, he talks about how to do that. he talks about, you know, having that definiteness of purpose. What do you want out of life? What is your definiteness of purpose? And then mastery over self, taking that self-discipline. You have the opportunity to take action. Instead of panicking, we can prepare. There are a lot of things on the internet now that are jokes, like I changed my day pajamas for my night pajamas, all right? Those are not necessarily the right habits to have. This is it. Every step of the way is the choices that you're making. What choices are you making to deal with this? Are you setting up an opportunity to look at your business and say, how can I retool, reset, so that I can explode in a positive way when I'm able to get back out there? Because successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. And we certainly have a lot of problems and needs right now. It's so important. So again, mastery over self, definiteness of purpose, mastery over self. And what steps are you taking to identify those new opportunities that will allow you to keep moving in the right direction? Now, the next segment of the podcast is going to be about hypnotic rhythm. And I really want you to tune in for that as well, because he goes into that about how, without us even realizing it, we can get into bad habits. But I want you to concentrate today on your definiteness of purpose, your level of fear, and are you letting fear paralyze you, or are you letting it motivate you? So think about it, share with, have a conversation with a friend. And if you have the book, reread it. If you don't, go out and seek it, because it has incredible wisdom to share. And I'm so honored that I was able to play a part in it. But thank you for being on this episode of the world's Play Big Move It podcast with Sharon Lecter. Who am I? Yeah, Sharon Lecter. And stay tuned. If you're not part of the Play Big Movement, please do so, because I'm going to have a little private segment with them after this one. So take care. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.